Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, the Professional Dart League. Tom doesn't believe in sporks and boiling sanitary pads. Right after this word.
It's the newest doll from Bob and Tom Toys. If you liked Incontinent Kathy, Poop Deck Pappy, and Dundee the Happy Dingo, you're going to love Electrical Socket Susie.
She crawls around the floor real fast. She grabs a hold of everything she can get. She's a curious girl, but she hasn't learned about voltage yet. Who's that doll with her hair in the air? She's Electrical Socket Susie.
You really have to keep an eye on this baby, or the first thing you know...
Where'd Susie go?
Goo goo. Gaga.
Uh-oh, there she is.
Ew, what's this?
Oh, my God.
Electrical Socket Susie comes with a supply of hairpins and a natural curiosity that just won't quit. She's a doll that not only allows your child to have a cute little playmate, but to also gain a better understanding of the destructive power of electricity.
She crawls around the floor real fast. She grabs a hold of everything she can get. She's a curious girl, but she hasn't learned about voltage yet. Who's that doll with her hair in the air? She's Electrical Socket Susie.
Electrical Socket Susie. Batteries aren't included or necessary. Susie runs off AC power. In fact, that's what she does best. Electrical Socket Susie, the educational doll from Bob and Tom Toys. And remember, if you're looking for an educational doll for your son, Bob and Tom Toys also makes a combat soldier doll who finds out too late that protection means more than just carrying a gun. It's STD Joe. STD Joe comes with penicillin, ointment, and a $20 bill to buy drinks for the ladies. Pick up Electrical Socket Susie and STD Joe today, wherever really sick toys are sold.
Electrical Socket
Who's that girl with the hair?
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Professional dart players.
Yes.
They have professional dart players?
Oh, sure, the PDL.
the old PDL.
Was it the professional dart league?
They are accusing one another.
There's don't go problems. To PDA.com. It's there's just pictures of people making out in public.
That's PDA.
Yeah, that's what he said. Don't go to PDA.com.
Oh, I thought you said PDL.
You want to go to PDL.com.
There's trouble in the league. It's not steroids. It's not stealing signs. It's not deflating the darts, whatever you do. They're accusing each other of farting during the Grand Slam of Darts over there in the
I could see how that would throw you.
United Kingdom.
On purpose?
Gary Anderson. Gary Anderson.
Can you fart on will? On command?
Well, what they're doing is not holding them.
Well, there are people, I believe. Didn't we have that guy on the air one time?
That could fart on command?
The famous Frenchman, Le Patomain, whatever.
Right, right.
So this guy's accusing, is it unsportsmanlike conduct?
Gary Anderson of Scotland beat Wesley Harms of the Netherlands 10-2 during the quarterfinals in the post-match interview, which I'm sure we all watched. Mm-hmm. Harms accused Anderson of breaking wind, but Anderson countered that the smell of rotten eggs came from Mr. Ham, invoking the legendary he who smelt it dealt it
defense.
There you go. Anderson added, it was bad. Then he started to play better, and I thought he must have needed to get some wins.
It was bad.
It's probably good for the game of darts.
Why? How?
Every sport needs a bad guy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I mean, and why else?
Oh, you mean like the Cowboys. Yeah, I got that. Yeah,
why else would we be even talking about whatever this is, the International Darts Championship? So who's the farter? Who are they?
Wesley Harms.
I mean, I don't know much about darts, but Josh, wouldn't you think that maybe clenching would throw your aim off?
Well, I bet he was farting while the other guy was up there.
Audibly?
Right.
Yes.
No, well,
yeah.
Even if it isn't audible, it's the smell is what's distracting.
Yeah. Have you ever seen darts on TV? It's like golfing.
Wait a minute.
It's golfing on only quieter.
You watch darts on
TV? Darts is the, I think, the number one watched television in the UK. I think it's number one, far and away.
Yeah, I've seen it
of everything. Soccer, they watch darts. There's a split screen.
What?
They have the dartboard here.
Right.
Maybe the dartboard on the left and the guy aiming at the dartboard on the right. And then it gets quiet, man.
Do they?
And then that dart lands and the place goes nuts. Have you not ever seen it?
Are the people drinking while they're playing?
It does seem to be.
I saw one where they were.
A tavern surrounded.
Or at least people were.
Does that help your aim, having just a mild buzz?
Yeah, maybe loosens you up a bit.
It's like golf. There's probably a fine line.
Okay. All right. Well, so what about the ref? Maybe he was the guilty one. Did they look into that?
Sorry.
Harms told Dutch TV channel RTL7.
So this was broadcast.
Where
news breaks first.
Breaks first. It'll take me two nights to lose this smell from my nose. I didn't know things like this could also happen within the PDC.
Oh,
professional,
not the PDL.
Professional Darts Corporation.
Oh,
I did not realize they'd been incorporated.
He added, I swear on my children's lives it was not me that farted.
Lord. What a heavy swear.
Just one time? Right.
And it's still not clear as I'm bringing you this story this morning, it's still not clear who broke when.
Wow. The PDC, the Professional Dart Corporation.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. The PSC, the Professional Shart Corporation. There's a match you don't want to watch.
Oh, you mean the society of hefty athletes
throwing
spears?
The Shats?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I forgot the R.
Really throwing spears?
Yeah. You mean sharks? Yeah. The Shats.
Right. Right.
That is a really unpleasant.
Speaking of
really unpleasant TV show.
Speaking of unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yes.
I've been watching all levels of football, man and boy, for 50 years.
Yes.
Wait a minute. 52 years.
Whoa.
So. Harvard on Saturday had a touchdown called back after the running back gave the opposing team's defense the middle finger as he trotted into the end zone.
While he was running.
Oh, by the way, yeah. The opposing team was Yale. It was Harvard-Yale.
Oh.
Sophomore running back Devin Darrington flipped the bird. SAT 1600.
Devin Darrington?
Actually, his SAT 1601. He likes to go that extra mile.
Yeah.
He flipped the bird to Yale's defense. He was crossing the 10-yard line and made his way towards the end zone. Officials called the touchdown back for unsportsmanlike conduct. Didn't know you could do that. Thought you could. They would assess the penalty on the kickoff or whatever.
Would that happen in the NFL?
I don't think it could.
I like this rule.
So. Harvard went on to beat Yale 45-27.
What a jerk.
Yeah,
what a jerk is right.
The guy he flipped off dropped his monocle. He was...
Oh, that's mad. He opened his eye. He widened. His eyes got wide.
Yeah, they're going to make this guy... Ooh. They're going to make this guy write an extra term paper. These Harvard guys are all, they're all psyched because Ryan Fitzpatrick had a couple good games 2 months ago, and, he's a Harvard guy.
Oh, so they think they can...
Did this ever happen in Quidditch? Do people...
Quidditch.
Can you flip anybody off?
You want to hang on to that broom.
You want to lose control.
Both hands. Sure. It's hard to stand a broom. You ever try to ride a broom? Well, Christy could probably show us later.
Sure, yeah. She's got a better grip than we do.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I've seen Christy ride hands free.
Well, she's wearing a skirt, of course.
She can grip with three points on the broom instead of just the two.
Well, those are culottes. Speaking of dated references.
Yes.
Are culottes even made anymore? I don't know.
Well, they don't call them culottes.
Aren't they skorts?
Skorts.
They're called skorts.
Oh, I like the word culotte is much better.
Culotte sounds terrible.
Why? No, skort sounds like spork, and I don't believe in sporks. So.
Okay.
I hate those fake words. I hate sporks.
And I love them.
Why?
Oh, there's nothing better to eat a Mexican pizza with.
Yeah. It's like having a shovel with holes in it.
But with tines.
Can you eat a soup with a spork?
Yeah.
How about a shovel rake?
Maybe a chowder?
How about a shake or a ruffle? Why haven't anybody invented a shovel with tines on the end?
Chick, we got an email also from Mr. Tyler Smithson.
Yes, what did Mr. Smithson have to say?
His father and he worked at a heat treat company, and they used to treat shovel heads with tines on them.
So they already have it.
Apparently that is a thing. The giant spork, Tom.
Well, Andy.
Everybody. Everybody watch Christie's face. Did they present that on Shark Tank, you think?
I don't know. Perhaps.
Man, what a great show.
Yeah, editor's note, every time these mics go off, I get to hear about Shark Tank. No need to watch.
Let me tell you something. Get off my rug.
And for that reason, I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Mark Cuban's so handsome.
He is handsome.
Now,
looks Chick, like a guy.
He's
this,
a guy.
Does this song ring a bell for you?
All songs ring bells. The Association.
No.
It's not the Association?
No.
I thought it was Wendy. Everyone.
But it sounds very it's Association.
Georgia Girl, right?
It's Georgia Girl by I forget who.
Georgia Girl.
Man, is that bad.
Swinging down the street the new so Seekers. Fancy green.
Very good.
Am I right?
I thought it was the Seekers. It may be the New Seekers, though.
I don't remember.
Well, first they were the Seekers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then they were the New Seekers.
And that's
Seekers.
From a movie, Georgie
yes.
Girl, right? Did anybody see that?
I did.
How is it? Super
incredibly
British.
Long time ago.
Incredibly missable.
Yes. 60s British.
60s.
So what happened? Like Alfie came out and people went, let's get more of these?
Yeah,
and...
kinda, probably. You know how Hollywood works. Everybody.
Yes. That was English. But
yeah.
It's distinctive that no one has put that on a Lost Island list.
I don't know. Yeah.
Someone has sent something here into the Bob and Tom text
line. How does this insult me? I can't wait.
The upright bass player for the band The Seekers is named... His first name is A-T-H-O-L Guy. Ethel Guy.
That's why we're playing this?
It was kind of interesting. Someone shared that with us.
All right.
This guy's name is Athol.
Once again.
Yeah.
A-T-H-O-L.
I'm sure he pronounces it differently. Or yeah.
I don't know whether to keep teasing you about what you talk about.
You mean you think he calls himself a tall?
Because
he'll be a tall guy?
Because at this point, struck me, you might be starting your descent into madness.
I don't know that it's his fault.
He brought that up.
We're talking about a bass player in a band who did a song no
60s.
One cares about.
Somebody sent it to him.
That's right.
When, you know, things pop up on his screen, he has to look at it.
It says...
So how did they find that out? Names of band members that have sound like butts. Let's go.
Athol George Guy, member of the Australian pop music group The Seekers.
Not the New Seekers.
Well, I didn't. I just.
No, I thought
I
there was.
Seekers.
I think there is a New
is
Seekers.
Is there a New
Seekers? I bet he goes by George.
He doesn't go by Athol.
Oh,
why
God.
Would he?
No.
Who knows what he's into? He does play bass, so he's a
well,
bottom
well, maybe he goes by Athol
guy.
On the weekends.
Yeah.
Come on, you're a smart guy. You know you're nuts, right? You have to.
Well.
Oh, the New Seekers did I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing.
Oh,
that's... oh from the, that well, made re-famous by
mm-hmm.
Mad Men.
That's right.
One of the great endings.
I thought so.
Of a series, unlike Lost. The polar opposite of an ending.
That's quite good. Yeah, very complicated, but I can get that some people wouldn't understand it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You remind me, like, you've got like a machine gun over there, and you just pivot. Whoever you're, I'm going to eat you alive now. How about you? What about you?
I honestly couldn't argue with anybody who didn't care for the end of Lost. I just happened to like it.
And you put in all those years watching, and then that's where it ends?
Yeah, I remember crying.
I think there's a bigger problem.
I found it really emotional.
Lost is responsible for foisting, what's his name, Jose Legarza, whatever that guy's name is.
That's a race car driver.
What's the big guy with the curly hair on Lost? What was his name?
He's great.
I forget his name, but
he's on Hawaii 5-0 now.
He was early.
Dan Futterman, what is it? I don't know.
Dan Futterman. What else is happening out there?
As bizarre as it sounds, young Indonesians have found a way to get tipsy. By boiling sanitary pads and drinking the water, there's no way this is real.
There's no way this happened.
Read the Dateline. It's a properly sourced news story.
According to the head of the Central Java chapter of the National Narcotics Agency, the chlorine from boiling sanitary pads in water creates hallucinations, as well as the feeling of flying. Well, why don't they just boil chlorine? Why do they have to put the pads in there?
I like hallucinations.
Okay, so these are new pads.
No, they're used pads
what?
Taken from the trash, Josh.
You ladies are oozing chlorine?
I don't get
it. I don't trust you. I don't trust anything.
If the chlorine comes from the pad, why does it have to be used?
Does the chlorine, is it a chemical reaction from the blood on the pad?
It must be. Look, I'm not from Indonesia. I don't know what's going on there. This is a...
Indonesia.
Relatively victimless crime.
Double shock power.
Is it?
It's disgusting. I guess it's a teenager thing. So they I read the entire article.
I don't know what's going to convince me this is a real news story, but so far this ain't it.
Are we sure that one lunatic didn't just do this and they went, oh well, now this is the new fad in Indonesia?
Here's the article. I'm looking at the Straits Times.
Who would think of doing this? Oh, I'm sorry. What are you looking at?
The Straits Times. It's Dateline Jakarta. It's from the Asia News Network and the Jakarta Post. Distinguished journalist.
Is it?
Yes.
A translation error.
Just because you don't believe. This has been going on, apparently,
go ahead,
for
say
years.
It. Go ahead, say it. Because we're skeptical because you taught us how to be this way.
According to the safe drinking advocate Jimmy Ginting, G-I-N-T-I-N-G, Jimmy with one M.
Jimmy G?
The phenomenon has been going on for at least 2 years. So
do you steep it like a tea bag in the hot water?
You dunk the pad in the hot water?
Here we go. Senior Commander Suprinarto, head of Central Java's chapter of the National Narcotics Agency, said it's chlorine in the boiled mixture that creates a feeling of flying and hallucinations similar to a sensation experienced when taking certain drugs.
It also tastes like hot pennies.
They're using used tampons.
I thought it was sanitary pads.
Well,
sorry, but the point is, it's this is a real thing, and you don't try this at home, obviously.
Unless you're a vampire and you want some hot tea.
Yeah. So, in any event,
good morning, darling.
They do
made
have meetings.
Tea.
They have meetings similar to AA.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, except you're not a friend of Bill. You're a friend of Flo. You see the ABC who do. Would you rather this or the Tide Pod Challenge? What do you think?
Again? This is back?
No.
Oh. But this is sort of their version of...
Ugh. Like chamomile tea?
Chamomile.
No.
No, what?
That sounds exactly like something you'd add.
A little Earl Red?
A little Earl Grey?
He's not gonna. He's not gonna even buy into the joke.
I don't believe any of this.
Okay, why don't you Google the story and look and read it right there in the International News.
What's the biggest problem with the internet? You can have erroneous facts validated over and over and over again.
Now, do you have to boil the pads, or can you wad them up and put them in your Keurig?
These are all good questions.
If you're
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.